Hi, good evening. Do I have the pleasure with Frank Jones?
This is Frank.
How you doing today, Mr. Frank? My name is Marcos from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and you may stop participating at any time. Your individual answers are confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, a TV, or a volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 or older or and registered to voter?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably your votes? Are you are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm voting.
Okay.
I'm voting.
Would that be a definitely or a probably?
Say it again.
Would that be a, would you definitely go to vote or probably go to vote?
I'm going to vote. I'm voting.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. I'm American.
Okay. And would that be white, African American, Asian, Native American?
I'm black. Hispanic?
Black, okay. And what is your age? Is your age 83 or?
I'm 82 years old.
82?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead and note that down. And let me, one moment. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from a 0 to 10. I'm going to go ahead and read to you the issues. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, how important it is to you from 0 to 10.
10.
What about eliminating food deserts in our communities? From 0 to 10, how important?
10. Yes.
And fighting, what about fighting inflation and improving the economy from 0 to 10?
I would say maybe 5.
5? Okay. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
About the same.
And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
About the same.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two. I'm going to select the ones that may have a negative impact on the black community. It's marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, cigarettes, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, opioids, and fentanyl. You can select up to two. Which of those are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. And which of those, would it be marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, cigarettes, alcohol, or Kata Mine Ecstasy and other party.
I don't do either of them, so I won't know.
You wouldn't know? Okay.
I don't know.
You understand. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and note that down. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? How do you agree? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read the products to you. E-cigarettes or vapes, are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with e-cigarettes or vapes?
Not familiar.
What about oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
What about heat not burn tobacco products?
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay. And I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades for about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, according to the nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard. Hello, sir?